Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to the first episode of Astilbe of the new semester. I believe the fifth episode overall. But yeah, we're here. Snow regardless, we're here on WMUC Digital, College Park. Obviously, at first, here's our message for today.
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA@umd.com.
Yep. Great throwback there for the FCA message. So, yep, it is 3 o'clock, which means it's still be time. Today, very cold day on campus. The walk here was kind of brutal, but, you know, got to show up for you guys. Okay, so today we are going to be playing mainly a bunch of new artists. So if you guys follow the Astilbe Instagram, you'll know that I posted a Artists to Watch of 2026. And so those are the guys I'll be playing. There's a few extra guys, and then people either that I like that I just want to shout out regardless of coming up or not, and one actually at the very end of the show today that I just discovered last week, and they dropped an album recently, so I'll be playing a song for them. But first song of the day, this guy has been around for a while, but it's kind of having a second resurgence with his latest album. Even though it had a bit of a mishap sample wise the album is finally back as of around last week. Rap sensation of today, Slayer, with our first song of Astilbe Spring Semester, first song of 2026, the first song of today's episode, we have Holding by Slayer.
For your love, but that don't seem like what you want. Tell me what is bothering you if you want. Tell me what is bothering you if you want. I'm eyeing you up and down, down and up. My first love was so classy, yeah, she never gave a fuck. I only told her one thing, fuck your man, yeah. I wanna be her only man, that's the plan, yeah. All I do is work, don't gotta say a word to me. Yes, I can do anything, like it's magic, Constantine. For my dream, hope you're racing for your dream. I wanna let go, I'm tired of you holding me. Tired of you holding me. I wanna let go, I'm tired of you holding me. Tired of you holding me. I wanna let go, I'm tired of you holding me. I got a friend for your friend, yeah, let's do it to it. Baby, your man ain't no man, even if you're stupid, clueless. But I'm not new with to this. Pockets so strong, they juicing, juicing. Things got no excuses. One more move, then I gotta say deuces. In a rental, wasting time. You can't take a loss. Win everything, and I still evolve. Y'all can't keep up no more, cause I still evolve. I just feel so easy peasy. Lollipop like Weezy Beezy. Get in my soul easy, easy. Hella G's not talking about easy. Story easy, shout out easy. Me say that she wanna leave me. Tell her I'm not going for it. You look better than the stars I see. You don't got no time, no.
I'm doing squirt.
Anything like it's magic, Constantine. I'm racing for my dream. Hope you're racing for your dream. I wanna let go. I'm tired of you holding me. Tired of you holding me. I wanna let go. I'm tired of you holding me. Tired of you holding me. I wanna let go. I'm tired of you holding me.
So again, that was Holding by Slayer off of his smash hit album from last year, Half Blood. Even though it's kind of really only making waves this year, it's kind of a tail end of last year release. Yeah, I just love that song. Love the self-prod with the Wire collab as well. So this next song, another rap song. One of my favorite up-and-coming artists. This guy does, like, EDM fusion with rap, but not in, like, a too Hollis way. Like, it's a very unique style that, like, is pretty hard to describe, at least for me. He's a 1C affiliate. Like, he hangs out with, like, Zave and stuff like that, but I don't think he's, like, officially in 1C. But, yeah, he's a really cool artist. I don't know what else to say. Jeez, the not being on air for like a whole month and a half really got to me. So yeah, this next song is I Slay Demons by Mike Broke as F here on WMUC Digital College Park. Again, that was I Slay Demons by Mike Broke ASF. Yeah, just like super cool sounds that he uses. I really hope he's dropping a project soon. I really liked what I heard from him on that last album, Emo Thug. Yeah, so our next artist, not rap anymore for the time being. He's more, this guy opened for probably for a lot of people, 2025's Artist of the Year, Geese. On tour, I believe he did open for a lot of those dates. I don't know about all of them. I know RMP did some. But yeah, this guy, I found him on Bandcamp. One of the first people I can say I found on Bandcamp, like, around a year ago. And he just hit streaming services, like, late last year and in anticipation of his album dropping. And yeah, that album kind of, hopefully, will become a sleeper hit as the year goes on. I know us here at WMUC love this guy. Bit of like a chamber pop kind of singer-songwriter thing going on. So yeah, my next song is When You Tie Your Hair Up by The Dove Ellis. Thank you.
When you're tired and your cheekbone stares below, it stares below, it stares below. When you're tired and your neck it stares below. As we tired of working, the skin creased in our palms cuts deeper each night. At the cusp of the evening, I retire, close my door, then you bid me good night. You bid me good night. And you won't you come back into come back into my home again. Sometimes when I stand back, I just fool myself and plan my watch for life. Last week I made a fortune teller.
Again, that was When You Tie Your Hair Up by Dove Ellis. God, that song is just so beautiful. Definitely one of the best, like, build-ups and climaxes to a song I've heard in a really long time. Just, he has such an emotional voice. I'm really glad that he's getting the attention he deserves now. Yeah, so speaking of an amazing voice and getting the attention they deserve, this next artist... again, I've been following since he literally had triple digit monthly listeners. And I mean, like, when I first heard his song, Woman of God, like, I was so taken aback by how emotional and raw the music was. And I just knew that this was something that everybody had to hear, especially in the UK. Which is, spoiler alert, where this guy's from, and where I get a lot of my first looks at for music. So this guy, I have played him on the station before, most recently on the UK episode. Yeah, it was episode 2. I played his song High School Musical 4. This song is on that same album, but it's kind of a different vibe. It's two songs in one, and it's a little more on the country twang for him. So yeah, this next song is Kitchen Nightmares Cornrows by my guy Seven Forever. Here we go.
In my 20s, but I'm still living forward. Feel like I'm doing God so wrong. You give me a bone and I just throw it. I just spoke to your old mate. I know mutual will pass me. I miss when we would stay up late watching movies that were boring. And I wish that they would turn around, but it walked into the night time. The wind blew and it told me that I had just seen them for the last time. Sister, I've been in my Bible and I've been reading Romans. The apostles said pain is okay, I'ma feel it for the moment. I was doing my assignment, watching YouTube with the sound off. I was watching Kitchen Nightmares, look at all these angry people. I was watching Gordon Ramsay, look at how his face just teams up. When the chef can't cook a simple meal, when the staff don't do their clean up. Aye. I don't like what hope is there for me in the big, big, big real world. When I think about this day much, start to crumble. So I'm praying that I land on my feet. But it's gonna be calm at the end of the day when the man them moving forward. I just caught my cobras. I just caught my cobras. Tryna feel how I used to, but God knows it didn't work out. And I never had others. Yo, I was so young, what did I know? We're on the playground, kicking the ball around. That's someone that I used to know. Pass the ball around, all around us. Wembley singles, Wembley doubles. We're on the field now, running around, yo. Now you're someone that I used to know. In my room, trying to memorize quotes from somebody that I used to know.
You were somebody I used to know.
I don't like what nostalgia does to my bones.
Again, that was Kitchen Nightmares Cornrows by the guy Seven Forever. Just a lovely song. If that tickles your fancy at all, I recommend that entire album. Amen. Some of the coolest folk music I've heard in a minute. And it doesn't have the usual corniness that comes with a lot of the stereotype with a lot of Christian music. Like, it's really intentional in its artistry, and I find that super cool. This next song is another kind of sonic departure from what we've been listening to these past couple tunes. It's like IDM mixed with a little bit of like slacker rock and like just kind of very indie-tronica in its composition and in its texture sounds. So, and this guy, yeah, he has 10,000 monthly. I really hope he blows up soon. And I mean, he's technically, he's produced a song for Fake Mink. You know, we all know Fake Mink. So, yeah, and this next song is Stacy by BB Pugh. Again, that was Stacy by BB Pugh off of his project last year called, it's self-titled BB Pugh. And I'm actually a liar. That did not come out last year. That came out in 2024. Last year, that would have been last year. So I'll cut myself some slack. He actually did just drop an interview today. So I recommend, you know, checking that out if you're interested in his sound. I do believe that first album, that latest album, though, is the only one that he has vocals on. I think his first album is just all instrumentals. But, I mean, he does all his production, so if you're into just the production, I guess, check out his first album. Anyway, this next artist is very much so a veteran of the show. I've played him multiple times, at least twice. I know I've played him at least twice on air today. And if you're friends with me in real life, you know how much I love this guy's music. It's, you know, the King of Ireland himself, Death to Ricky. This song is called Soul.
Kind of fucking love you. Yeah, you took my soul, yeah. I fell in love with it, you didn't even know, yeah. Move it quick, slow, don't sit to the bone cone. You got nice eyes, if you're scared, then keep on close, yeah. Out in Dublin City, I know that they're fucking with me. Sydney, yeah, my life amazing, this shit happened too often. I feel like
I'm sick of walking. I need assistance on my team because I'm sick of talking. I better book a flight to New York, get the Millie rocking. I done out here mocking, Millie on my door is knocking. I gotta get it popping, now I'm up, I'm never stopping. I gotta keep my team close because they show me love. There's evil all around me, I'll be careful with my choice. For the past 2 years, life felt so insane. I wish I could explain, but I don't got words in my brain. I know I'm trying to stay focused, stay up in my lane. I need to be up in the sky on my own private plane. And I'ma wait for it, but I know that I'ma get it cause I pray for it. And yeah, you know I'm gonna have it, so I'll pay for it. Pulling up the brave for the day cause it's a day for it. Yeah, you took my soul, yeah. I fell in love with it, you didn't even know, yeah. Move it quick, slow, don't sit to the bro code. You got nice eyes, if you're scared then keep on close, yeah. Out in Dublin City, I know that they're fucking with me. But you ain't fucking with me, now I'm up, you're fucking with me. Got bunny sniffing Whitney, I think her name is Whitney. This guy gonna hit my kidney, they bump me out and slap me. Yeah, you took my soul, yeah. I fell in love with it, you didn't even know. Move it quick, slow, don't sit to the bro code. You got nice eyes, if you're scared then.
That was Soul by Death to Ricky. Gosh, I love that song. I love that whole project. I believe that was the first single. Not really a single, but he dropped the music video for Soul like a pretty good while before IK Fly came out. And yeah, something about his melodies just kind of stick in your head. This next song is going to be our first non-English song of the day, though I guess technically it's our only non-English song of the day, and also there's a good bit of English in the lyrics itself, but this artist is hailing from South Korea. I've been listening to her about 2 years now as well. I guess 3 years, because, oh my god, it's 2026. Yeah, I've been listening to this artist since like late 2023. They make really cool UK garage inspired like alt R&B. Think, yeah, Pink Pantherous, but like first era of Pink Pantherous with like Pain and stuff like that, where it was a lot really dreamy, minimalist production. Yeah, this song from the Korean artist ESO. This one is called Miki. Yeah. Again, that was Miki by Iso. Lovely, lovely tune, you know. I really hope she ends up dropping something in the future as well, because she hasn't really dropped a full-length album before, just a couple EPs, but I guess that's pretty normal over in Korea. They do a lot of, like, mini-albums and stuff like that for K-pop artists. Okay, next song. This guy, we're going back to America for this next song. This guy is from the lovely city of Minnesota, or Minneapolis, oh gosh, in Minnesota, you know. And he has been doing a few pop-up shows, and that's how I first heard of him, kind of late last year, early this year. I got a clip of his song Blonde on my For You page. I was like, yeah, this guy's just brilliant. Listen to his most recent album. It's like 20 tracks, almost all bangers, no skips. And he just recently, before the year ended, dropped a couple acoustic versions of some of those tracks, and this song is one of those. So our next song today is I Do, but the acoustic version by San. So here we go.
See the sky, see the sky, see the sky blue. Is this the end of the road? If it is, then I'll stare. I ain't scared, no, I never was. 100 bands or 100 bucks. In God I trust. I don't care if it's just us. It ain't going back to how it was. It could be everybody in the world versus me and you. Now look them right in their eyes and tell them they some fools. They don't know you like I do. They don't know you like I do. They don't know you like I do. I can see a whole life from your ripped jeans. See your coat ripping from the seams. You wash away all your feelings. Did I ever show you I was weak? How my feelings and all the supreme. I hope I can get through the week. Wish I could sleep in all day, but I don't sleep. Baby, can you let me lie in peace? I just wanna protect your peace. And my feelings fleeting, they change with the seasons. Now I'm heartbroken even. Is this the end of the road? Cause I wanna keep on going. They don't know you like I do. 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 They don't know you like I do.
Again, that was the acoustic version of I Do by San. Gorgeous, gorgeous song, you know. It kind of fills that Frank Ocean void that man has left for 10 years now since Blonde came out in 2016. That's just nuts. Really hope he drops something soon. This next song is from I do really bad with a lot of, like, the subgenres of, like, rock. But my understanding is this is kind of like a emo-ish, punk-ish kind of vibe. The lead singer, actually, fun fact, I think the band is on a break right now because the lead singer is in law school, I believe. Yeah, from last I heard of them. But this song is really good. Their album came out early last year, and it was one of the earlier projects in my rotation. Beginning of 2025. This next one is called My Russian Doll Forever by the band Crochet. So here we go.
Hey.
Again, that was a quick song, My Russian Doll Forever by Crochet. I really hope they continue activities at some point in time. I put them on my artists to watch, and I low-key didn't know that they were kind of on a break due to their one of their members being in law school. But I hope they can continue in some fashion, one way or another. You know, if Drain Gang can keep making music while Thai Boy is still in Thailand, then, you know, anybody can make music. You know, it's 2026. We have the internet. Anything is possible. They can hop in a Discord call or something. So, next song is another Korean bit. But these guys, they've been making hella moves lately. You know, they're definitely on the come up. Kim J, who has produced for 2 Hollis, Nate Sib, you name it. And he has a little kind of mini group, his Unis, consisting of Sebi, Effie, and The Deep, all of which have had varying levels of success throughout the years. Especially Sebi is kind of an OG in this kind of scene, with Effie and The Deep recently coming up in the past year or so. But yeah, I think all of them, I guess Sebi is pretty solidified, same with Kim J, but I guess Effie and The Deep, they're going to definitely move up in the world. If I could predict any of these people to like really, really blow up, it would probably be those two, especially since they already have some form of clout, definitely more than a lot of the other people I've played today do. So yeah, this song is called My Onis, and I guess it's a self-titled song because that's the name of their group. So here we go, live on WMEC Digital College Park.
Everybody dance, hold hands with me. Chicken, why me? Got your vibe, I'm gonna drink a giddy. Take a chance with me. Got a ball, dance, it's family. Two guys should be out. Now, my verse, so up, just fuck rehearsal. Chill, I'm gonna get you, I'm gonna do it. Joy, I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it. Put it in the dust, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it.
Again, that was My Unis by Kim J, Sebi, The Deep, and Effie. Just such a fun song to just turn on and vibe to. All right, this next song, a bit of a departure, again, sound-wise. kind of all over the place today, but I wanted to give some varied recommendations so as many people as possible could enjoy some of the music we're playing today. So this next song is from a kind of up-and-coming-ish alt R&B darling. I can't really call them up-and-coming when they've been making music for over 10 years. At first, they were part of a group with their brother, but recently kind of became more popular through being a member of McGee and Dijon's tour band and doing production for them. And so if you're into their vibe, you're definitely going to love this next song. And most recently, he had a spike in monthly listeners because he did a lot of production and was featured on a song on the Kid Laroi's album. So I just want to say my post came out before the Kid Laroi album. So, you know, y'all can say too, you know, it still be put me on. I was there. So this next song is The Road by Andrew Aged. Again, that was The Road by Andrew Aged. Just super vibey song. Love the sonic palette on that one. I believe that one also has McGee production. Let me just check the credits real quick. Yep, it's... oh, it doesn't. Wow. Well, I would think it would. But there are definitely some songs on that album with McGee production. But, I mean, I guess they go hand in hand. It wouldn't be an Astilbe episode without me playing a... underappreciated UK rapper. So the rapper in question today is Bib Summer. He's made some waves with his visuals, his music videos on Twitter, but not really has he made his mark yet. I kind of got put onto him pretty late, to be honest. I heard him on the JJ Fidz album, and I thought his song was one of the standouts on that record. So I kind of listened to more of him, and yeah, he has a really cool you know, more electric, but not electric in actual sound texture, but electric in energy to his songs. You know, it's very reminiscent of somebody like Len, who needs to draw Golden Boy. It's been months now, but that's besides the point. This is not about Len. This is about BibSummer. So this next song is Pressure by BibSummer and Teo Lox.
Pressure on me, so I'm feeling my bestest. Up at the top, I'm giving out kicks and hurts, I'm feeling real fastest. Pressure on me, so I'm feeling my bestest. Working a whole lot of crowds and I don't even know what's on my set list. Pressure on me, so I'm feeling my bestest. Pressure on me, so I'm feeling my pressure on me, so I'm feeling my bestest. Pressure on me, so I'm feeling my Continental crew came with the wings. In this life, it's said I'm the Dalai Lama. Take it well in the chin, these lost some wings. Just stripes on my coat of armor. Yelly treat me like I'm a shaman. Been taking drums on a trip. Bringing them back with who the answers. Bringing them back with who the keys. Put your trust in me and you gon' see the stars. B-I-B-B in your dreams or L-Z up in my eyes. I see B-B honest. Tryna jump out the show into my arms. I got niggas tryna check my mix preset like is that calm? Pressure on me so I'm feeling my best. Up at the top, I'm giving out kicks and hurts, I'm feeling real festive. Pressure on me, so I'm feeling my bestest. Working a whole lot of crowds and I don't even know what's on my set list. Pressure on me, so I'm feeling my bestest. Pressure on me, so I'm feeling my pressure on me, so I'm feeling my bestest. Pressure on me, so I'm feeling my feeling my
Again, that was Pressure by BibSummer and Teo Lox. I was curious if BibSummer does his own production, but I guess it turns out that this guy Teo Lox is the producer. So shout out him, because these instrumentals on these BibSummer songs are fire. Very kind of out there and not really something you hear very often. Looks like our first show of the spring semester is soon to come to an end. We're on one last song. The only 2026 release I have, because, I mean, it's only been a few weeks. But, yeah, I really hope you guys found at least one song or one artist that you really vibed with and that you're going to have in the back of your mind as the year goes on. And then, like I said earlier, once the end of the year comes and they've blown up like crazy, which I can guarantee that at least one person will. Okay, I don't know about guarantee, but you could say, hey, the first time I ever listened to them was on the college radio station at my school at UMD. And, I mean, this is just what I do this for. I just love sharing music with the world. And this last song is no exception. I found these guys, I think because Bass Victim posted them, which I think they do have some production on this album. And so that kind of hints at, like, this is more of an electronic-y sound. Kind of cool Indie-tronica vibes. But this artist just dropped an album on Friday, which, yeah, it bumps. I really enjoyed a lot of it. This is the first album I really, really enjoyed listening to this year. I guess January is usually a slow month, which makes sense. The beginning of the year. You don't want to end up forgotten when the end of the year comes around, which, unfortunately, with people's attention spans nowadays, that is kind of what happens. You know, I look at something like Eusexual last year. But, yeah, enough of my yapping. I guess I'm just going to say my goodbyes before I cue up this last song. Thank you for listening to Astilbe here on WMUC Digital College Park. We're going to be here, as you guys know, every Monday, 3 p.m., WMUC Digital. And bringing the bangers. Next week is going to be a good one. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be quite literally hit close to home. So without further ado, the last song of the day is Not Your Friend by The Femcells. Crazy band name. But yep, this has been Rafael Regalado for Stillbe for WMEC Digital College Park. I will see you guys next week. And here we go with our final song of the day.